Parshas Yisro. In Parshas Yisro, of course, what takes central theme is Matan Torah. It's discussed not only in this week's Parsha, it's also discussed in the coming Parsha, in Parshas Mishpatim as well. What we'd like to talk about, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, is a very interesting look, a very important look, at Matan Torah, which we see countless times in the writings of Chazal. And that is, we find that the whole maimed of Matan Torah is compared in many, 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 many places to a chasana. There was, as it were, a marriage, so to speak, between L'chaira Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the marriage ceremony was Matan Torah. Where do we find this comparison? Where do we see in Chazal that Matan Torah is likened to a chasana? So, for example, the Gemara in Brachas, Torah tziva lanu moirosha kehilat Yaakov. And the Gemara says, don't read it as moirosha, rather as ma'urasa. Ma'urasa, which means betrothed. Torah tziva lanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to keep the Torah, ma'urasa kehilat Yaakov. Moirasa meaning betrothed, it's not chas v'shalom just a play on words. Rather, there must be profound meaning. That when the Torah was given to us, there was, as it were, a betrothing of Klal Yisrael on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another reference. The Gemara in Tanit in the Chav Vav Amud Beis quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim where the Torah, the Novi writes, Shlema Melech writes, B'yoyim chasu nosoi, u'b'yoyim simchas liboy. Says the Gemara that this Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Gimel, B'yoyim chasu nosoi, ze matan Torah. Well, it couldn't be clearer than that. Yoim Chasu Nosoi, the day of the marriage, is the day of Matan Torah. There it is, absolutely black and white, that the Maimed of Matan Torah was a Chasana. Another Mokre. In Parashas Kisiso, on the Pasuk, Kekalosoi. Kekalosoi sounds like his bride. Says Rashi, a bride adorns herself with 24 different types of Kishutin, of ornaments. So too, a Talmud Chacham has to have a Bekius, a rich knowledge in 24 Sforim of the Nach. In Tanakh there are 24 Sforim. So just like a Kala is adorned with 24 Kishutim, so too a Talmud Chacham is adorned, as it were, with 24 Sforim. Once again, the reference between Matan Torah and a Chasman Kala. Another reference, this is the Mechilta, in Parshas Yisroi, in our parsha, it quotes the pasuk of in the Zaytah Brocha, Vayomer Hashem Misinai Bo. So the Mechilta says there, Misinai Bo Lekabel Es Yisroel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, went out to greet Klal Yisroel. Kechosem Shehu Yotzei Likras Kalo. I don't know if you've ever noticed, if you've been to a chasna recently, to a chuppah, you will notice there is a minhag. The chosan is under the chuppah first, and then his kala comes to join him. When the kala walks towards the chuppah, the chosan steps out to greet his kala. That's a minig in Klal Yisrael. And it comes from over here. Kechosan zeh shehu yotzei likras kala. Like the chosan who goes out to greet his kala. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol went out to greet Klal Yisrael. So there it is, another reference. Yet another comparison between Matan Torah and a chasana. The Marshal in Ksubas gives us another example. And he says that the Anan, the cloud on the mountain, was like a chuppah for Klal Yisrael. In fact, some say that the whole mountain being suspended above the heads of Klal Yisrael was like a chuppah. Just like a chuppah is covering the canopy, covering the chasana and kala. The chuppah for Klal Yisrael was, in fact, the Har Kegigis, Har Sinai. A fascinating marshal, he says, we all know that there is a minig in Klal Yisrael to break a glass, break a plate under the chuppah. So the marshal says, some say the reason is, it's Zecha L'Migdosh, Havelus on Yerushalayim. Says the marshal, I would suggest a different reason. Because when the chosan is Mekadesh, his kala, we recall, says the Marshal, the original Kiddushin. And what was that? When Klal Yisrael were Mekudeshes, Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh, Klal Yisrael. But what happened then? The Luchos were smashed. The Luchos were broken. And therefore, as a zecher to the luchais being broken, we too break a glass. So not because of zecher l'churban, avelus on the base of Middosh, but rather, just like the luchais were broken, and they were the symbol, as it were, of the kiddushin between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, so too we break a plate. So here's another comparison between Matan Torah and the Chasana. My son Baruch Hashem got married in the summer, so I told him in preparation for his Chasana, don't forget to see the Tshuvas Tashbeitz, Siman Tov Samach Dalad and Siman Tov Samach Hei. Why? Because the Tashbeitz, is one of the Gedolei HaRishonim there, discusses all the various minhogim of Chasan and Kala. And he says, for example, he quotes what we said before, Torah, Tziva Lomu Moirosha, Moirosha. But he says, what's the first thing that the Chasan says to the Kala? The first thing the Chasan says to the Kala under the Chuppah is, Hare At Mekudeshes Li. Hare At begins with the letter He. Says the Tashbeit, that's Keneged Chamisha Chumshe Torah. That's the hay. The ksuba that he's going to present to his wife, what's the first letter of the ksuba? If anybody remembers, the first letter of the ksuba is, of course, a base. When it says ber shlishi or ber chamishi, whichever it is, says the tashpeit, do you know why it begins with a base? Because the Torah also begins with a base. Bereshis bara Elohim. Matan Torah, says the tashpeit, there was zayin koilois. Koil Hashem alamayim, koil Hashem, koil Hashem, and that's why we have the Sheva Brachos. And so too, and so on, and so forth. Many, many references. It says that Klal Yisrael did not eat on the day of Matan Torah, so too a Chosen and Kala fast on the day of the Matan Torah. He says also, the minig is, as we know, that there are candles that are lit at the time of the Chuppah. That is also a reference to Matan Torah, where there too there were koilos ubrokim, there was light. And he concludes with the following sentence. Nekoit hai klola biyodcha. You should now remember this rule. Kol haminhogim shol chosn v'shol kala. All the customs that we see that a chosn and kala practice, onu lemeidin mi Matan Torah. We learn them all from Matan Torah. Why? Shehashem hayom mare atzmoy, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol appeared kechosen neged kalo shehim Yisrael. So there we have the Tashbeit summing up in one sentence everything we've just said. That there are many, many references both in Chazal and also in the Minhagim that compare Matan Torah to a chosen and kalo getting married. Yoim chasu nosoy zeh Matan Torah. Zeh Matan Torah. Where was the marriage? The marriage, quote unquote, was kaviyochel between the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chosen, and Klal Yisrael, the Kala. So we need to understand a little bit. Obviously, on a very simple level, we became the Am Hashem, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, so to speak, is the connection. That's a marriage. What is a marriage if not a connection? It's the unity of two parties. So too we became unified, kaviyochel, with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now had the Am Hashem, the Am HaTorah, and that is the Chasana. But let's try and explain this in further depth. We all remember in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, when the Torah writes, Im Bechukosai Teilechu Ves Mitzvosai Tishmoiru. What does that mean, Im Bechukosai Teilechu? So, we would guess that it means the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But it can't mean that because it immediately afterwards writes, Ve'etz mitzvah itai tishmoiru. That's referring to fulfillment of the mitzvah. So what is in Buchu Koisai Teilechu referring to? The famous Rashi, She'etiyu Ameilim Batoira. It is referring to Omol HaTorah, toiling in Torah. And this needs to be explained. Buchu Koisai, as we well know, is all the rewards and punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will administer to Klal Yisrael depending on whether they do or don't keep Torah or mitzvah. Why is Omol HaTorah the very first thing that's mentioned in that parasha? Even before Shmiras Torah or mitzvah. Omol HaTorah. Im Bruchu Koisai Teilechu, Shetiyu Amelim BaTorah. As important as Omol HaTorah is, and of course it's significant and more than significant, it's fundamental. But why is that the very first item mentioned in Parshas Bechukos? So in order to explain all of this, we refer once again to a Medrash, that we have quoted several times over the years. This Medrash, if anybody wants to look it up, is a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, where the Medrash is coming to answer the famous question, which is so pertinent in our Parsha, in Parshas Yisroi. If Klal Yisroel were more than happy to accept the Torah, they in fact said so, Nasa v'nishma, so why on earth was it necessary to force them, Kofo aleim harike gigis? As we know, the Gemara in Shabbos Peches Amad Aleph tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended the mountain above their heads and said, if you want to be mekabel the Torah, that's fine, but if not, you will be buried alive. In other words, they were being forced, it sounds like, into accepting the Torah. Well, why would they need to be forced? Tosfos asks the Kasha there and then. They were happy to accept the Torah. They said, Na'aseh v'nishma. So the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach shares with us Divrei Chazal HaKadoshim, a very important yesod. And he says, the Medrash says, Chazal say, that there is a fundamental difference in kind between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Sheba'alpeh. Torah Shebichsav is what Klal Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishmatu. They were more than happy to accept Torah Shebichsav. Torah Sheba'alpeh, that's where Kofo Aleim Harke Gigis. They had to be forced, as it were, into accepting Torah Shebaalpeh. Why so? If they were happy to learn Torah Shebichsav, they were happy to learn Chumash, so why were they not happy to learn Gemara? As it were. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, because Torah Shebaalpeh is vast, and it's profound, and it is numerous in detail. So Mayim She'ein Lohem Soif, as it were. And above all, it's not an easy project. And we all know, anybody who's omol b'Torah, toiling to understand Torah Shebaal Peh, it's far from an easy proposition. So much so, says the Medrash, you will not find Torah Shebaal Peh to be studied, Eitzel mi sheyivakesh oineg ha'olam. If somebody thinks that he's come for this world for oineg, to have a pleasure and to have a big party, then Torah Shebaal Peh will never be his thing. Why? Because Torah Shebaal Peh is not feet up on the couch. Torah Shebaal Peh requires omol. It requires amelus b'Torah, toiling in Torah, elo b'mishe meimis atzmoi oleho. If somebody is willing to be moisa nefesh and sit to understand the Rashba, understand the Tosfos and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Mishnah Brura, it's hard. Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is an altogether different proposition. That's been that easy. You can sit and read the words. It's not difficult to understand. The shita of many poskim, the Mogen Avraham, the Graz, is even if you don't understand, you're also yate to the mitzvah, but not so Torah Shebaal Peh. If you read a daf gemara and you don't understand it, you're not yate to the mitzvah. You've got to toil in it to understand what was the havamina, what was the maskona, what's the raya, what's the teretz, and what's the machloikas. And that's difficult. That requires toiling in Torah. However, says the Medrash, Shaloi Koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris. There was a bris. There was a covenant that was forged between Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Klal Yisrael. And that bris was forged Elo Al Torah Shebaal Peh. Only over Torah Shebaal Peh. The covenant that we have between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forged over Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebichsav. Shehi Kosher. Yes, Torah Shebaal Peh is difficult. The Yesh Bo Tzar Godol. And it can sometimes involve a lot of pain, as it were, stress and distress. Difficult, we all know. Learning a difficult sugya. How rewarding it is, however, says the Medrash, quoting the Pasuk in Yeshaya, in the beginning it may well be Choshech. Ha'om ha'olchim b'choshech. But at the end what happens? Ra'u oir gadol. All of us have been zeicha to learn Gemara over the years. We all know. We begin a sugya, it's difficult. We don't quite understand where the sugya is going, what are the svaras, what's the logic, but when we get to the end and we see the whole picture clearly, that's the oir gadol. And that koishi, that difficulty in learning, which we call omol ha'Torah, that's the bris. That's the bris. That's the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and that's where they needed to be forced into accepting. Torah Shebichsav, they were more than happy to accept it. Why? There's no omol ha'Torah in Torah Shebichsav. It's not a difficult limud, but Torah Shebaal Peh is a difficult limud.
Who learns Torah Shebaal Peh? Says the Medrash in conclusion, Ein loymeid oisa ela, misha oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol liboy, u'b'chol nafshoy, u'b'chol moy. So this is a tremendously important chazal. The only person who learns Torah Shebaal Peh is somebody who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who doesn't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not learn Torah Shebaal Peh. Why not? Because we all know that in order to forge a kesher, a bris, what is a bris? A bris is a connection. A bris is a connection. One can only forge a connection. There is only a connection if you're willing to put in effort. Every married couple knows this, and every friend knows this. A relationship in which you're willing to put in effort, even when things are difficult, that's a relationship. There, a bris can exist. But if I'm only prepared to have a connection when things are easy and things go my way, well, that's not a bris. That's not a connection. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, there was all about connection, forging a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the basis of that was Torah Shebaal Peh. Sometimes, perhaps, we get a little bit frustrated in our learning. We might well, for example, open up a Mishnah. The Mishnah seems very difficult to understand. We look at the Gemara, and the Gemara says, you're right, there's a word missing. There's a different Girsa. Hocha b'maya skinon, there's an Akimta. Chasuri mechsuri, there's something quite not complete in the Mishnah. And we ask ourselves the question, why was the Mishnayos? Why were they written in this way? If Rebbe took the trouble, as it were, to write down Torah Shebaal Peh, couldn't he done us a favor by writing it more clearly? Sometimes it's a word or two that would have been added to the Mishnah, and we would have, as it were, spared ourselves a lot of trouble and a lot of effort to understand the Mishnah, a mere word, sometimes even a letter. And the answer is, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was taking, as it were, the greatest risk in the history of all of Klal Yisrael. Because on the one hand, he feared that Torah Shebaal Peh would be forgotten forever, so it had to be written down. So where's the risk? Because if Torah Shebaal Peh is written down too clearly, then where's the Omol HaTorah? You're risking the entire relationship, the whole bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Is that a risk worth taking? Of course it would be easier if the Mishnah would add a word and add a letter, and just sometimes maybe a letter or two, and everything would be so clear. But then it would be too easy, and then there's no Omol HaTorah. If there's no Omol HaTorah, then there's no bris. So Rebbe had to choose a very fine balance. On the one hand, writing down Torah Shebaal Peh, but only the absolute minimum. But it was cryptic, and it had to be cryptic, in order to forever allow and forever require Omol HaTorah. Why is Omol HaTorah so important? Because that's the bris. That's the bris. The bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is learning Torah, Omol HaTorah. It's a Gemara in Gittin. Lo yikarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael, ela bishvil Torah Shebaal Peh. It's Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the basis of the bris, and this is all actually based on a pasuk. Al-pi means Torah Shebaal Peh. Al-pi advarim o'ele, korati itcho bris. If we come back now to Parshas Bechukosai. What is Parshas Bechukosai all about? Parshas Bechukosai is the reward, the punishment, the teichacha. Which word appears in Parshas Bechukosai more than any other? The answer is the word bris. V'hakimoisi es brisi itchem. V'zocharti es brisi Yaakov. Brisi Yitzchok. V'af es brisi Avram Ezkov. V'zocharti lohem bris rishonim. This is the word that's repeated time and time again in Parshas Bechukosai. In other words, Parshas Bechukosai is the parasha of the bris. It's the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But we've just explained that what is the basis of the bris? Torah Shebaal Peh and Omol HaTorah. So that's why we understand that the first thing that's mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai is Shetiyu Amelim BaTorah. Shetiyu Amelim BaTorah. That's why in Bechukosai Teilechu, how does the Torah launch the Parsha of the Bris? The Parsha of the Bris has to be launched with in Bechukosai Teilechu Shetiyu Amelim BaTorah. says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, are you willing to toil in Torah? Or are you only willing to learn Torah when it's easy, but all your efforts are really put into indulging in Taivas HaOlam? Because if that's the case, I'm afraid to say, then there's no bris. But if there's a bris, like the Medrash says, those who are Oyeves HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol liboy b'chol nashe b'chol moedoy, meaning you're willing to toil in Torah, shetiu ha-meilim ba-Torah, then in b'chukoysai teilechu, we can launch the bris. And if that's the point, that we can come back now to where we started. Matan Torah is considered a chasana. We mentioned several mentions in Chazal, and all the minhagim of our chasanas are all referenced back to Matan Torah. What exactly is this chasana? What is the chasana, as it were, that was forged, that was brought about at Matan Torah? So let's ask ourselves a very basic question. What is a chasana? What does it mean to be mekudeshes? Al tikri moirasha ela ma'orasa. We were betrothed. What does it mean to be betrothed? What does it mean? Hariat mukudeshes. So what does Tosfos say? Right at the beginning of Kiddushin. Why is Kiddushin in fact called Kiddushin? Kodesh. What's it got to do with Kodesh? Says Tosfos, because when you marry your wife, you are, as it were, making her like Hekdesh. That's the word Kiddushin. Kiddushin from the word Hekdesh. Hariat Mukudeshes Li means you are now bound to me, and by definition, to nobody else. Just like Hekdesh. Hekdesh is bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is out of bounds for anybody else. Nobody is allowed to misappropriate Hekdesh. Says Tosfos, that's what Kiddushin is. Kiddushin is not just a halachic ceremony. It's much more profound than that. I am, as it were, forging a bond between my wife and myself such that she's not available, she's not bound to anybody else on planet Earth other than myself. Now we understand that's what Matan Torah is all about. Matan Torah, asher bochar bonu mikol ho'amin. Asher bochar bonu mikol ho'amin. It's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to be his nation. No other nation. No other nation becomes the Am Hashem. So why do we become the Am Hashem? Because we accepted the Torah. Specifically, Limud HaTorah. And more specifically, Limud Torah Sheba'al Peh. Kofo Aleim Har Kegigis. That was the marriage. So how appropriate it is, therefore, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspends the Har Sinai above Klal Yisrael, and we said that the suspension of the mountain over Klal Yisrael is the chuppah. How wonderfully well that fits in with the Medrash Tanchuma. Because the whole reason why the mountain was suspended was for what reason? Not for Torah Shebichsav, for Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the bris. That's why that's the... The mountain was forcing Klal Yisrael into Omol HaTorah. That's the bris. That's why the mountain therefore becomes the chuppah. And the Medrash in fact says, so Sefri in Parshas V'zois HaBrocha, the Chazal we mentioned, Al Tikri Moirosha Ela Moirosa, says the Medrash, Malami, this comes to teach us, Sheha Torah Mu'urosa Hili Yisrael, V'eishes Ish Lu'umois HaOlam. The Torah is now out of bounds for all other nations, like a married woman. Out of bounds. A goy has no shaykhah to Torah. In fact, a goy is not allowed to learn Torah. This is therefore the krisas bris that we are talking about. This is the krisas bris. This is the chasana that we are discussing. When we all know the famous Zoya, Kud shebrichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'oiraisa v'yisrael, and Torah and Yisrael, it's all chad. It all comes together as one. It comes together as one. Our link, our binding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes about through the Torah, but specifically through Torah Shebaal Peh. And Torah Shebaal Peh was forced upon us with Kofa Aleim Harakei Gigis. That mountain that was suspended above our heads, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know you've said Naaseh V'Nishma. I know you've accepted Torah Shebichsav, but I don't see the bond. Do you know why I don't see the bond? Because Torah Shebichsav is evil. I haven't seen your willingness to be Omol B'Torah, to be Moisa Nefesh for the Torah. So I don't yet feel that ahava. Love is expressed when there's Mesiras Nefesh. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to suspend the mountain above your heads. You're going to be coerced into accepting Torah Shebaal Peh and Omol HaTorah. And then that very same mountain that forces you into Torah Shebaal Peh, by definition, becomes the... If you only now accept, albeit being forced into it, but now that you've accepted Torah Shebaal Peh, which, as mentioned, is different in kind, it requires Omol, but that's the bris. That's the forging of the covenant. That's the link, the kesher, that makes us mekudeshes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the exclusion of all other nations. That chuppah, therefore, is all symbolized by the mountain above our heads. So we should be zeicha, Be'ezus Hashem, in our daily quest of learning Torah. It's true, sometimes the sugyas are not easy, but we have to realize, the harder the sugyas, and the more effort that are required, the more we are being mekayim the bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it would all be so easy if everything was spelled out for us, and all the Mishnayos and all the Gemara, it made perfect sense at first glance. It would be much easier, but then we've lost our relationship. Then we're no longer mo'irosa. We are no longer betrothed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we daven every day, Asher bochar bonu mikol amin v'nosam lonu es teirosa, we are referring specifically to Torah Shebaal Peh, that Omol HaTorah, through which we forge a brit with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is so rewarding. Yes, it's difficult in the beginning, but ro'u oir gadol. In b'chukos ay teilechu, if there's Omol HaTorah, v'nosati gishmeichem beitom, you have all the brachas, you have tvua, you have sholem, you have all the brachas. That's the basis of our bris. That's how we become connected, bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Chazal mean. Yoim chasunosoi zu matan Torah. I wish everybody a very good Shabbos.
Asher koach, good Shabbos.
All the best. Kol tov, everybody.
Thank you, good Shabbos.
Kol tov, Reuven.
Good Shabbos.